1 o'clock.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg and Emalahleni 26, Pretoria 28, Polokwane 23.
Not so lucky over at Galuli's. Bedford View, N3 South, a stationary vehicle at Van Buren Road, and N12R24 West, queuing traffic towards Galuli's interchange.
Johannesburg Mayor Dada Morero says he's hopeful that all Joburg residents will have proper running water in a week's time. Several reservoirs in the metro are at a critical level when it comes to high water consumption. Johannesburg Water has cited that the water issues relate to high water consumption.
We hope in 7 days from now we'll see all residents now receiving water back, because by then all our reservoirs that has been affected will be at the right level of supply.
In the Randburg Magistrates Court, bail judgment is expected in the case against a couple charged for allegedly selling and distributing child sexual abuse material on a global scale. Darren Wilkin and Tiona Moodley were arrested last month following an extensive investigation involving the FBI, which led to the discovery of more than 10 million videos and pictures depicting the sexual abuse of minors. The state is opposing bail. The South African Human Rights Commission in Gauteng has launched an investigation in the province's education online learner placement system. The commission says their provincial office received numerous complaints. Here's the commission's Gauteng manager, Zoet Gimbeki.
Some of the other factors that have contributed to this is placement of learners in schools that are too far away, and then parents have to make provision for transport for those learners, whereas in proximity to where they live, there is an availability of those schools or a school.
And finally, F&B expects Valentine's Day spending to increase by double digits this year. This follows an 11% year-on-year rise in 2024. Spending on chocolates, flowers, gifts and jewellery saw significant increases, with a 60% spike in chocolate purchases alone. Here's F&B's Ashley Safi.
While Valentine's Day, it's an awesome day to spoil your loved ones. We also encourage our customers and to not make emotional purchases that could potentially over-endear them. For those who are looking to spoil their loved ones without breaking the bank, consider budget-friendly ideas. I also encourage our customers to make use of their rewards program and to optimize discounts.
I'm Chanel September. Mornings in Afrikaans at 2, or go to jackarandfm.com.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J on Jackaranda FM.
I could go and read your mind. Think about your dumb face all the time. Living in your glass house, I'm outside. In a big blue eyes, did it just to hurt me and make me cry? Smiling through it all, yeah, that's my life. You're an idiot. Now I'm short, now I'm positive. I should go and warn her. Ooh, bet you think that she is so cool. Kicking back on your couch, making eyes from across the room. Wait, I think I hate her. I'm not that evolved. I'm sorry, she's missing it.